Happy anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Morena.
How are
How's
you?
It going?
Oh, no. I was leaving the gap so I could say, and then... Oh, yeah. How are you?
I'm good, actually. Yes.
Rad.
Happy Monday. today, we're looking at an album from 1974.
Yeah.
It's turning 45 years, and it's Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson, Winter in America.
Yay!
So this was basically his fourth studio album, and... yeah, it's quite a significant record for him. So let's just talk a bit about the background. So by 1973, when this album was recorded, he'd developed quite a prominent standing in both underground music circles and the Black American community, with many respecting him for his soul music, as well as his spoken word stuff, obviously. Mm. He had strong association also with protest movements, especially the Black Panthers, the Civil Rights Movement. And he'd released three albums, two of which were with jazz musician Brian Jackson. And his first two records were more anchored in the soul R&B sphere. But he wanted to branch out a bit more and experiment with jazz and kind of more socially conscious themes, Afrocentric themes as well in his songwriting. And it was this move that prompted him to sign with a jazz label called Strat East Records. And he was basically willing... They were basically willing to give him more creative control over his music, which previously he had less of. So that would help him explore more musically and thematically and what he was trying to do in this kind of change of direction. So they set about recording this record in 1973, and it was more of a collaborative affair between the two of them than it had been previously. Gil Scott-Heron tended to focus more on the lyrical content, and Brian Jackson more the music side of things and the jazzy arrangements that we have on this record, compared to a lot of their other work. This album features more sort of sparse arrangements, less session musicians. Most of the recording was actually undertaken just the two of them, basically. And stylistically, it's definitely anchored in that jazz fusion style, mixed with a bit of spoken word. And it was seen as a bit of a departure from his previous work. He was also very much influenced more, I think, on this record by African rhythms and sounds as well. Lyrically, it's quite an optimistic record, quite a hopeful record. He explores themes here such as Black empowerment, love, faith in one's culture, those sorts of things.
All good things.
All good things. And he still keeps a sense of what he was doing previously, with referencing things such as social disillusionment, protest, poverty, urban life as an African American in the 1970s. Mm. So yeah, there's a nice balance there, I think. So we're gonna start with the opening track, actually. It's called "Peace Go With You, Brother." And this is a nice track. It combines Jackson's minimalist jazzy piano arrangements with Scott-Heron's soulful vocals to create quite a moody soundscape, I reckon.
Cool. Whakarongo mai.
Common eyes all see the same. Now, more than ever, all the family must be together.
Peace go with your brother. Though I ain't so proud anymore. Peace go with your brother. Recognition don't come cheap anymore. You my lawyer, you my doctor, yeah, but somehow you forgot about me. And now when I see you, all I can say is peace. please go with your brother. To matter much now, just what I say. Peace go with your brother. You the kind of man who think he got to have his own way. You my father, you my uncle and my cousin and my son. But sometimes I wish you were none. But I manage to smile and I say, peace go with your brother.
Anniversary album, the first track that we're celebrating today.
Peace go with your brother.
Yes.
Very nice. And we're going to change things a bit on this next track. This one has more of an up-tempo feel, actually, and kind of similar to his 1971 album, Pieces of a Man. It's more soulful. It's track number 4. It's called Back Home.
About your city living, they told us that the streets were paved with gold, and some of us believed them and left our homes and came looking, but that was just another story they told. I got to get back and see my people someday and some way. My old Uncle Henry don't believe in them airplanes. Lord, you know he's sure been good to me. highways. When I came just up to his knees, I got to get back and see my people someday in some way. I never thought I'd be lost and searching for one warm friendly smile. I never thought I'd be running through them city streets like a newborn child. No, no, no. Searching for one warm, friendly smile. I never thought I'd be running through the city streets like a newborn child. But here I am and I got me some people and I know that they love me. And I know just where to look this time. Collard greens and cornbread on my Sunday dinner. And don't you know that make me think it's working out fine. When I get back to see my people someday, in some way, and someday, in some way, and someday, in some way.
Oh my gosh, look at you go.
Sorry, I was just enamored with that flute there.
Yes, flutes.
I was just mentioning to Geneva how Andre 3000 was spotted at an airport on the weekend playing the flute.
Were you at the airport?
For 40 minutes, just casually in the waiting lounge. And
if you saw him with your own bare eyes in the airport, text him 5395.
It just reinforces how I think he's the coolest person ever.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really good way of passing the time, you know. There's a lot of downtime in the old airport arena.
Yes.
Thank you, Andre 3000, for the flutes.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll have a little break and then come back with more.
We've got something special, haven't we?
Oh, yes. We've been discussing one of Gil Scott Heron's very famous songs, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And I've got something for you.
Got a spin on it.
Uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
No, that was a mistake. And we are not, we did not hear that. We're stopping that.
It wasn't
look, I'm a professional DJ. I may be a volunteer, but I'm also a professional DJ. So sometimes professional DJs make mistakes. Okay. So, we don't have to go to a break anymore. That's okay.
Oh, I'm back.
Yeah, I missed it. I messed it up. I'm sorry.
Hello, Monday.
Okay, talk for me
talk.
So I can bring this.
Shall we talk?
Yeah. So lead it in, and then I'll read it out.
So basically, we've got a little spin on the revolution will not be televised.
Yeah, and tell our listeners what the revolution, what this track is
so,
about.
So yeah, this is his famous song, obviously, that probably the song he's most well known for.
Yeah.
It's just become a bit of an anthem, a protest anthem over the years, very political. At the time, it was like quite a significant song. The revolution will not be televised.
Should I play a little bit of it?
Or
do you reckon?
Well, everyone knows
it. Do you reckon
it?
People understand it?
Yeah, people know it.
Okay.
So this is a little spin on it, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So a friend of mine and I were talking about it yesterday because I was like, "Oh, our anniversary albums, Gil Scott Heron and Brian Jackson," and they were like, "Oh, that's really cool." And we started talking about the song, and then we made a modern take of "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised." So here it is. The revolution will not be live streamed on demand. The revolution will not be made at the hands of children in Bangladesh. The revolution will not be featured in... the revolution will not feature the cast of Dancing with the Stars. The revolution will not be bottled by Nestle. The revolution will not be featured in a single by Lorde and Ben Lummis. The revolution will not be supported by Destiny's Church. The revolution will not make your teeth 2 shades whiter in 14 days. The revolution will not be 50 shades of grey. The revolution will not be packaged in a buy one, get one free deal. The revolution will not be corn-fed, pasteurized, free-ranged, or organic. The revolution will not be diagnosed on Shortland Street. The revolution will not be available on PlayStation VR or downloadable from the App Store. The Revolution will not be confiscated and developed in a spacious modern apartment by Fletcher Living. The Revolution will neither live, laugh, or love, nor will it live its best life. The Revolution will not be delivered to you by the Joe Rogan Podcast, intersected and dismembered by Mike Hosking and Leighton Smith. Kia ora. Kia ora, everyone. Hey, text in 5395 if you would like to tell me what the Revolution will not be. We'd be happy to add to the list.
But while you're texting in, we're going to just talk about the reception of this record and the legacy. As we always do, it's very important. So this album was a commercial flop, basically. Didn't go anywhere in the charts because not many copies were actually sold due to the record label's independent distribution policy. In fact, it actually went out of print for 25 years before getting a CD release finally in the late 90s. So a lot of people would have only been able to get a bootleg copy or, you know, second-hand, passed around kind of thing. But when it did get traction, where it did get traction, obviously, was through underground DJs and clubs, and it immediately became a cult classic, basically. And it's actually gone on to be considered his great lost album, kind of, so to speak. In retrospect, it's because of that been seen as one of his best albums, and the critics at the time were very impressed with the lyrical content of the record. Many called it his most provocative and political album, and its influence has been quite significant as well, especially on hip-hop and spoken word, as all of Gil Scott-Heron's work has been. He's very much been sampled by a lot of people and just directly influenced because of his lyrical content. A lot of rappers were very much influenced by him. And it's definitely one of the best political albums, I think, to come out of that 70s period where a lot of music from black American musicians was quite political and dense. I'm talking here Stevie Wonder, of course, Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield. I think this is right up there.
Nice. Someone texted in, went to jazz school with a sax player, and she would busk until she got train fare and lunch money.
That's
nice.
Cool.
And also someone else, just to contribute to the Revolution poem that we just did, mm-hmm. The Revolution will not be built by the block.
That's a good one. I like that one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. And it won't be led by Mark Richardson either. Just
nice.
Saying.
All right.
He went on, just to finish about Gil Scott, he went on to release 13 more albums right up to 2014. He sadly passed away in 2011, so his last record he released posthumously. And also one of his last records was a Jamie XX remix album as well, which was a collaboration kind of thing.
I'm gonna play one of those tracks.
Intense.
I thought that would be a good in theme thing to end the day off with, remix of the day.
Definitely. For now, we're gonna finish with one of his best known songs. It's called The Bottle. This is track number 5, and it's basically a song about alcohol abuse, and it's become a bit of a cult classic. And it features more flute playing from Brian Jackson and Gil Scott-Heron on the keyboards.
Just before we get to the track, that we've had a couple more texts. The Revolution will not take place by the duck pond at Western Springs. And also my fave interview of Gil talking about the song is on YouTube. He corrects the interviewer's interpretation that the meaning describes a lack of coverage of important movements. He says the intent was to describe how revolutions only happen within the minds of us. Yes, you know the kaupapa.
Thank you.
That is, yeah. Tautoko that. So remember, if you're going to text in the Revolution, just remember it's about the distractions that we have in our modern society. Kia ora very much,
Gil
Sam,
Scott
for
Heron.
Coming in.
Thank you.
And, of course, to Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson for being amazing. Anyway, love you guys. Yeah.
Oh, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. See that black boy over there running scared, his old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5, he drink full time, and now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared, his old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done pawned off damn near everything. His old woman waiting for bottle. And don't you think it's a crime when
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.